Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, welcome back to it. I thought we were going to have a snow day for some kids here in mid-Michigan. Horrible conditions yesterday afternoon. A bunch of wrecks and highway closures, but apparently it's gotten back on track. But according to the forecast that I'm reading, we could see three more winter storms over the next 9 or 10 days. Ivy's on the line with us. Ivy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Good to have you here.
More storms?
More storms. Hey, we're in a do it, snow, blow, and repeat. Do it, snow, blow, and repeat. And that's how we're in that pattern right now. But on Saturday, you and I said, you know what? We need to do something different. We hooked up with a couple of friends, jumped in the car, and went to Ann Arbor for a good part of the day. And say it was It was cold, but it was sunny. It was beautiful. It was an awesome day.
We couldn't have picked a better day to go, honestly, because it was sunny. It was no snow, mild, pretty cold, but not freezing, no wind. We got to explore Ann Arbor a little bit, which we don't do very often. I think maybe one time you and I have done that. And because we always call Lansing the food desert. I mean, there's a few really good restaurants, but...
But not many.
Not many. So I kind of did a little research online and found this restaurant called Sava's. And man, was it just a delight. Everything about it, the atmosphere, the food, it was mind-blowing. Awesome.
Sava's was a great restaurant. And we sent you and the ladies went off to do some shopping, and the boys went. We checked a couple other watering holes in the neighborhood that were all pretty decent, by the way. And the weather was great. It was like 18 degrees, but it was sunny and nice and had a good time in Ann Arbor. We'd do that again. No question. But you're right. When we want to go look for food, we go to Ann Arbor. We go to Grand Rapids. We go to Northern Michigan. Love Lansing and East Lansing. But when it comes to good, cool restaurants, we could use a few more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even up north, like in the Boyne City area, we have a little bit more choices. And maybe I think there's some of that coming back into the Lansing area. We have Bodie's now, which is like over the top. I mean, that's like super special occasion place. But anyhow, there's a couple places.
Well, we trust Dusty's in Lansing area. Great restaurant, always has been. But you can't go to the same place every time. And that's my point. You need some variety out there, right? You need some variety. Anyhow, we
definitely.
Also went out to the movies over the weekend and saw a movie called The Upside, which I started to mention earlier here on the program. But it was just a terrific, uplifting, positive movie, which is different these days. So we saw Free Solo here a week ago, which was a fairly positive movie. The guy was interesting that Free climbed, the rocks. But here's a story, The Upside, about a guy who, a quadriplegic, hires this young black guy to take care of him, even though the guy's kind of, not really there for that job. Anyhow, it's a true story, works great, and it was uplifting. It was very good. It was fun.
It was. I think that you and I, and a lot of people, it's so negative all the time. News sometimes is just overwhelmingly negative. And just in general, it's like, okay, let's do something positive. Let's do something different. So we actually read about this movie and we went and saw it, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, just a positive story makes you feel good and it inspires you. And I think that was a really great kickoff to our weekend of just, hey, sometimes, I think everyone gets so involved in work and what they're doing and then family and kids and sports and everything else, and then you just forget to take a few minutes for yourself and kind of take a step back and smell
roses,
as they say. Yeah, and
just
take
breathe. Yeah,
yeah,
just
and
breathe.
Have fun and enjoy friends. And so that's really what we wanted to do, and I think that's what we'd like all of you to do, is just remember to take some time for yourself, have some positive things go on, and maybe watch a positive film. Or
absolutely. And it's funny, Kevin Hart, one of the actors that stars in this movie, was a guy that was going to host the Oscars potentially. But, he had some Facebook posts or something that showed up from years ago that were homophobic. So he can't. Great actor. Did a great job in this movie. Very uplifting. And he can't do the Oscars because, there was some question about, what he posted online, years ago.
Is he really missing out?
Yeah, whatever. Nicole Kidman's also in the movie. She's terrific. Bryan Cranston was terrific. I recommend the movie The Upside. I do. It only got 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I give it. I just thought it was fun.
I loved it. It was great.
And there were there were times when people we were in the movie theater, and there wasn't a lot of people in there because we went to like a 2 o'clock showing. But there are people who just laugh right out loud with us right behind me, because there's just times you just laugh right out loud at at what's going on. You're going, really?
Yeah, it was terrific. But, it's talking about Oscars. It made me think of the Grammys, and what's it, Joy Villa, who always wears the...
The crazy Trump dresses.
Crazy Trump dresses, yeah. She wore the Build the Wall dress last night and had a clutch that said, Make America Great Again, which I thought was hilarious. But yeah, she's always out there making a statement, so...
Yeah, and there was another guy who I don't know.
I don't know that guy either. You know, I looked him up earlier, and I meant to do a little bit more research on him, but I'm not familiar with the guy at all. But he also wore his coat was.
Well, apparently he's been around for a long time. I'm looking his name up here as some guy I've not heard of, but he was apparently a guy discovered by Michael Jackson back in the 90s. He's been on the scene for a while, and apparently he's a very pro-Trump guy who, you know, he's not interested in backing down. And Rebel, that's the guy's name, Rebel, a glam rock artist, whatever that means, but he's a big Trump supporter, and he showed up in full Trump, you know, gear, geared and ready. He said Trump 2020 on his, you know, his jacket.
So and good for them. I mean, standing out against, I mean, what is that, two and however
two
many?
Two out of hundreds, yeah. That's
exactly.
Right. So. Be a rebel, and stand up and be heard. Anyhow.
Absolutely.
I agree with your advice, though. Sometimes you got to go out and you got to just stand up and say, you know what, I need to do something fun and something uplifting and something positive. And turn off the news and do something good, which we did. And I appreciate that. And we'll do it again, no question. And our friends had a great time, so did we. So that's soon to be on our list again to go, you know, somewhere, just to go somewhere for lunch and drive somewhere and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Just have an adventure. I mean, it doesn't even have to be going to Namber. It could just be going on a nature walk. I mean, obviously right now that may not be the best time of year.
Today might not be the best day.
Doing something outside of your normal everyday routine, you know,
it's just
good for you. Good for your soul.
Yeah, it was. And you're good for mine. Thank you, Ivy.
Well, thank you.
Always a pleasure. This part of the program brought to you by MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's something else you can do to make yourself feel great. Lose the weight you want to get rid of. Formerly Nutrimost. MyPureHealthSolutions.com can custom fit a plan for you. It's not, you know, shakes and bars. It's real food and real opportunity. And you can do it from the privacy of your own home. Technology allows us to do that now. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You can check in from the privacy of your own home, go through the program from the privacy of your own home. It's all there for you. And I recommend it. It's been a year for me. I'm so happy I did it. Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.